This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
And now, a look at local and regional news. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Southern parts of Wisconsin are under a very high fire danger, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Be sure to avoid outdoor burning until conditions improve, keep water nearby, and use grills or smokers on a paved or gravel surface. Also make sure that those surfaces are stable, as you don't want your grill to accidentally tip over. As of yesterday, Price and the neighboring counties of Sawyer, Rusk, Taylor, and Lincoln are all at a moderate fire danger, while Ashland, Iron, Vilas, and Oneida are at a low fire danger. You can always find up-to-date information by checking the Wisconsin DNR's website. Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at You Create Studio, the Price County 4-H Horse Council is hosting a bake sale and silent auction. Proceeds will be used to fund much-needed repairs to the horse arena. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at You Create Studio in Phillips. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech. It just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at Five Sir Forum. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth, capped off by a three-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it. And
women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammates you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with some light rain after midnight. We'll drop down to around 32, so there could be a little ice by morning. Tomorrow, scattered rain, mostly cloudy, cooler with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.